Welcome to MedHeads, your go-to source for bite-sized medical news and health insights. We cover three key topics to keep you informed and engaged. I'm your host, Michelle. Our first story today is about a new Lancet Psychiatry review that offers insights into the experience of stopping antidepressants. Researchers from the universities of Berlin and Cologne studied data from 79 trials and more than 20,000 patients. Interestingly, they found that one out of every six or seven patients can expect symptoms when stopping antidepressants. This is significantly fewer than previously estimated, and only one in 35 patients will experience severe symptoms, the researchers discovered. The review emphasizes the importance of tapering off the medication rather than stopping it suddenly, as official health guidance suggests. Symptoms of discontinuation include dizziness, headaches, nausea, and insomnia, but the researchers pointed out that such symptoms should not cause undue alarm. Most people, equipped with the proper guidance, manage to stop antidepressants without severe issues. Christopher Beichy from the University of Cologne stressed that while the new figures are lower, the symptoms are still very real and can cause significant distress. Now, moving on to a groundbreaking study from Massachusetts General Hospital, published in Nature Communications. This research delved into heart regeneration after myocardial infarction, or MI. By comparing the scar tissue in the hearts of zebrafish and mice, they uncovered some fascinating differences. Lead author Emin A. Akam-Baxter explains that zebrafish have an extraordinary ability to completely remove scar tissue and regrow healthy heart tissue. Mammals, on the other hand, experience permanent scar tissue that compromises heart function. The key lies in the collagen crosslinks within the scar tissue. In zebrafish, the links are immature and can be broken down, allowing tissue regeneration. In contrast, mammals form chemically mature collagen, which resists breakdown and leads to permanent scarring. The researchers identified an enzyme called lysyl hydroxylase 2 as a target for potentially preventing permanent scarring. Blocking this enzyme could revolutionize the treatment of heart attacks and other fibrotic diseases. This multidisciplinary study could pave the way for new therapies to improve heart health and save countless lives. Lastly, a poignant story shared in The Lancet underscores the crucial role of community-led child support and care. Sophie Cousins, Pat Dudgeon, and Tanya Hivonen discuss a series of tragic deaths that highlighted the gaps in the current systems. They argue that empowering communities to take a lead in child support offers a promising path forward. The authors stress that localized and culturally sensitive approaches are key. Giving communities the tools and authority to support their children may help prevent future tragedies and foster healthier environments for the youngest members of society. That wraps up today's episode of MedHeads. If you have enjoyed this short news item and would like to find out more about us, please visit our website at meducate.com.au. I'm Michelle, signing off until next time. Have a great day.